The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, the latest from the socialist failure hellhole known as Venezuela. And it's, of course, not good news. I don't know when we're going to see good news coming out of Venezuela. It seems like things are going to get a lot worse there before they get better, and they're already pretty bad.
Yes.
So we'll get into that a little bit further here in moments. But with you tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
I was going to tell you a little more about what's happened to NJ Weedman and his associates. 10 other people, in addition to NJ Weedman, were arrested on Wednesday after a raid of his business, which is located across the street from City Hall. He had opened NJ Weedman's joint. This story from CBS New York. An attached cannabis church last year had sued Trenton police last month, saying they infringed on his religious rights by shutting down the cannabis temple for staying open too late, which is ridiculous, because if you have a church or any business for that matter, especially if you're in a business district, you should be able to stay open late. You should be able to stay open 24 hours a day, which is what they were trying to do. The prosecutor said Thursday the Narcotics Task Force had received a tip that Fortune was distributing marijuana and had received complaints from the community about, quote, constant foot traffic in and out of the establishment at all hours. So not about noise, not about disruption to the neighborhood in any way besides people going and coming. I mean, that's not really offensive to me. Is that offensive to you?
What if these same people were just, like, walking around on the street? Would that be a problem? Like, oh, like,
there's people out there.
There's foot traffic on the sidewalk.
Like, who
downtown.
Do you complain to then? Like, oh, it's loitering, I guess, you know?
It's not loitering if you're moving.
Okay, so, like, what if I just walked circles, like, around the block with these same...
You can't get charged with loitering for staying in the general same area. You have to be still.
I don't know about that. If you're, like, you know, walking within, like, a storefront, back and forth in front of a storefront,
that would then be loitering.
They could possibly get you for loitering. But if you're doing laps around the block,
okay. That's
not loitering. Right. That's going for a walk.
Fortune, let's see here, or police say they found more than 1,100 grams of marijuana. So that's, not quite 3 pounds. 32 grams of edible marijuana candy, more than a pound of marijuana butter, and a jar with $85 in it that said, quote, nothing is free, donate, unquote. Fortune described a police estimate that $19,000 in marijuana was confiscated as crazy and disputed the distribution charges that he's facing because he says police didn't catch him selling marijuana to anyone. Although there are, unfortunately, laws in a lot of states, I don't know if it's all of them, that suggest that or that say that if you have more than a certain amount of cannabis, that it's an automatic distribution charge.
Right. Intent to distribute.
Yeah. Especially if they find it in, like, individual baggies or whatever. But
yes.
Even just having a certain amount of cannabis in some places will get you a distribution charge. Just about everyone here is a smoker, said Fortune. And, again, his real name, Edward Fortune. So, yes, there's weed here, but there's no distribution going on. They exaggerated big time. Recreational marijuana is illegal in New Jersey, according to CBS New York. In November of 2015, lawmakers held their first ever meeting to discuss whether to legalize the drug for recreational use. Expanding the state's current medical marijuana law to include coverage for women suffering from menstrual cramps has also been proposed. I support that, by the way. I've had ex-girlfriends who have sworn by cannabis as a menstrual cramp aid. And so I think that would be a big help.
I think people should be able to use it for whatever reason they want to.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm having a bad day. I'm having a good day. I want to have a better day. I'm enjoying this movie.
I wonder if New Jersey's medical cannabis law is worse than New Hampshire's, because New Hampshire's is one of the worst. It is not very well written at all. It's complicated.
On at least one level, I know that New Jersey's is better than New Hampshire's, because New Jersey actually has dispensaries open.
And New Hampshire's still dragging their feet on that.
there's a story that claims that the first dispensary in New Hampshire is going to open this weekend.
Talk is cheap.
Nearly 3 years after the state authorized therapeutic cannabis.
And after multiple cannabis activists have perished because of their terminal illness in that time frame.
And lawsuits by patients to get their therapeutic cannabis card.
She died, too.
Well, there, I believe, have been more than one person that were involved in that lawsuit.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I believe. I could be mistaken on that.
There was
that.
At least one lady who was pretty bad off, who was, like, the head of the,
right.
the suit, and she died.
Yeah. And one of the horrible parts about the New Hampshire statute is there's only ever going to be 4 alternative treatment centers unless the law winds up getting changed. You have to have on your card which ATC you're going to,
and
you can only go to that one. So when the one out of 4 opens this weekend, will all of the therapeutic cannabis patients in New Hampshire be allowed to go there, or only the people that said, I want to go to Plymouth?
Well, in New Jersey, the medical marijuana law, which became active in 2010, is one of the most restrictive in the country, with patients and doctors required to register with the state and each pay a $200 fee. Fortune wasn't available immediately to comment on Thursday. He said last month many of his 600 congregants had gathered in his temple late at night, some to smoke cannabis on a property that includes a large white cross festooned with ornamental marijuana leaves. Fortune often campaigns for political office under the banner of marijuana legalization, and Fortune, who is black, has been on a long crusade in the courts, claiming that marijuana laws infringe on his Rastafarian religion and unfairly discriminate against black people. He's spent time in and out of prison for marijuana possession. In 2012, federal agents in California raided his pot farm, confiscating 600 plants. He filed a petition last month with the U.S. Supreme Court to challenge his 2010 conviction for marijuana possession, and previous efforts in New Jersey state courts have failed. The restaurant's clocks are all stuck at 4:20, and the joint offers $4.20 specials that include the fully baked burger.
I wonder what's in the fully baked burger.
I don't know. For $4.20, I suspect no marijuana. But for $7.10, customers could get the Bud's Nugs, grilled salmon nuggets over a bed of mixed greens. Sounds like a fine place to eat. The terms 4:20 and 7:10 are often used to describe marijuana, says the report here.
I've never heard of 7:10.
No, I've not. How about you, James? Have you ever heard of 7:10?
Nope, just 4:20.
Maybe it's a New Jersey thing. Maybe it's like the
Might
code.
Because
you know one of the old rumors about 4:20 and
right.
its creation was that some police department had the police code 4:20 to mean marijuana. Maybe 7:10 is actually the code for cannabis in New Jersey.
So I just did a Google search and came up with an article. 7:10 upside down spells oil. So it's a reference to stuff like dabs.
That's pretty obscure. All right.
Yeah.
Now we know. And you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. I had something else about weed, man, but go ahead.
I pulled up what the New Jersey medical marijuana law is.
Okay, sure.
They've got a very short list of qualifying conditions. ALS, cancer includes associated chronic pain and or severe nausea. Crohn's, glaucoma, HIV and AIDS, inflammatory bowel disease, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, seizure and or spasticity disorder, or any terminal illness if a doctor has determined the patient will die within 1 year.
So,
and then they allow you up to two ounces per month, and you cannot grow your own at home.
So in further news, here's why this guy's a hero. I mean, besides all the things I've already given you, within hours, this from NJ.com, after being released on $70,000 bail following this raid that we were talking about, NJ Weedman recorded a Facebook video of himself smoking marijuana while vowing to fight the charges. Fortune was one of 11 people arrested and charged in the raid that we were just telling you about. He says, quote, I don't care what they do. He said in the video, a freshly rolled joint in his hand, continued saying, I'm going to keep going forward, which is awesome. He says further that I'm out. I was released at 8:30 p.m. tonight, 29 hours after arrest. It took him 29 hours to get bailed out. I read some of the press, and I'm shocked. Police exaggerated and misconstrued the things going on at the temple. I want to comment and respond in my own words. So we're looking forward to hearing those when he gets a chance to do that. He's freshly out of jail.
The fully baked burger is a turkey burger served with mixed greens, onions, and tomatoes.
I'm hungry. 855-453. You can join us here. Your thoughts on the raid of NJ Weedman's businesses in Trenton. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may join us here toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username, Skype username is lrn.fm. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian here.
James.
And Daryl.
New Jersey weed man attacked by the Narcotics Task Force of New Jersey, the Trenton Police, this week, with he and 10 other individuals being arrested at his church and his joint, which is his little restaurant establishment that he opened up across the street from City Hall. You're welcome to comment on that prohibition in general or whatever happens to be on your mind. Also, I do want to let you know that you can save big time on your Amazon purchases by using Bitcoin at saveitpurse.com. And you can't spend Bitcoin directly with Amazon yet. Maybe someday they'll see the vision and they'll start accepting it directly. But right now, you have to go through saveitpurse.com. And actually, it's a good thing. Even though it does take you a couple of extra steps, it's worth it because you'll save 20%. That's what I do all the time. Sometimes I save more than 20%. Now, your first time through, I think they max you out at 15%, but as soon as you get through one transaction, you can up it all the way up to much more than that. So very, very cool. The higher the percentage you want off, the longer it'll take to fulfill your order. But if you ask for 20% off, it usually doesn't take much more than an hour or two for someone to fulfill those orders. That's been my experience. You can try it yourself. Just make sure you've got Bitcoin. Go to saveitpurse.com. And you can go to saveitpurse.com to create an account, even if you don't have Bitcoin yet. But you will need Bitcoin in order to get those amazing discounts at Amazon. That's SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. And if you don't know about Bitcoin yet, this amazing decentralized currency not issued by any government or bank, you really owe it to yourself, if you care about your money, if you care about protecting your wealth, to check out Bitcoin. Especially if you're in Venezuela. And we'll talk more about what's happening to the money in Venezuela, the state-run currency there, the Bolivar. It is not going well. But first, we go to TJ the Spy, who is normally in the studio with us, but he is currently on the road.
Yes, I am on assignment, sir.
All right, here you are. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, this might actually be a great business idea for Mr. Weedman, because think about it, giving out marijuana and selling food at the same time. That might be kind of like the casinos in Las Vegas. They give out free alcohol to anybody who gambles. So I thought that might be a great thing. But I'm pretty sure the city might, you know, come after him, Mr. Weedman, for not having a permit to run a restaurant or something like that.
So I suspect his restaurant was permitted, but I think that he had some issues in the past with being targeted about that. So I think this is not the first time the city's come after him in some way.
Well, you always got to make sure and pay off the local politicians. If he did like Joe Conforti, who ran the Mustang Ranch, he always bribed the local politicians to make sure they left him alone. And that was probably a serious mistake right there, was just not to, you know, to pay off and grease the local palms at B. But anyway, I wanted to give you some update on the whole playpen investigation.
This is the Tor website that was run by the federal government, by the FBI specifically, for 2 weeks in 2015, where they placed a hacking tool, a piece of malware, they call it a network investigative technique, on the server. And they did this with a judge's permission, or at least a magistrate's permission. And they then hacked over 1,300 computers. There have been over 137 arrests for ostensible child porn possession and or manufacture, probably mostly possession would be my guess. And they actually came and raided these studios over a month ago because of that same warrant, claiming that someone at this particular IP address at some point during that two-week time frame had accessed their website. So you've got an update?
Well, I actually do. Good news, in Massachusetts, which is also in the First Circuit, same district as New Hampshire, the USA versus Alex Levin, a judge has just suppressed all evidence. He ruled that the Eastern District of Virginia warrant that created this whole mess is invalid. The magistrate judge exceeded their scope of judicial authority and issued an invalid warrant. So these 1,300 cases are probably all going to have to be dismissed.
Now, okay, so this is the same judge that tossed the warrant previously? Because there was
So there's several things going on. Every judge that's looked at the case has said yes. It was there's something called the Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure, Rule 41B, and it states when can a magistrate judge issue a warrant a magistrate judge can issue a warrant outside of their district, and those circumstances are very limited. So the judges have been saying, you know, a Virginia federal judge, a magistrate judge, cannot issue a search for a computer located in Massachusetts. They can't issue a search for a computer located in New Hampshire. If they want to do that, they have to go to a district judge, or they have to go to a magistrate judge.
Which, as they pointed out in the story, because we reported on this last week on Free Talk Live, when this, I think the Massachusetts judge you're talking about, threw out the warrant that authorized the feds to even put this hacking tool on the server in the first place. That at that time it was pointed out that the FBI could have gone to a district judge. They apparently work in the same building as the magistrate judges. So it was kind of bewildering as to why they would, I mean, why even cut that corner if it really wouldn't have been any extra work to go to the actual full-on judge rather than the magistrate.
Well, that is a good question, but a judge in Oklahoma today has also ruled the same way. So whenever you have a case like this, you have 130 criminal cases, the warrant is either valid or it's not. It can't be both valid and invalid at the same time. And so whenever we have a dispute, you can be guaranteed that in some of these cases, some of the judges are going to rule, the trial judges are going to rule that the warrant was valid, and others, like the Massachusetts judge, are going to rule that it's not valid.
Well, so far, there have been two rulings, and both of those rulings have ruled that the warrant was invalid.
There have actually been three. So
three.
One, there was a McLeod. So in the Vancouver, Washington, Jay McLeod, he's the defendant. He was a public school teacher, and the judge ruled that the warrant was valid, but only because it was a harmless error. So he said the government had violated Rule 41B, but the defendant didn't have an expectation of privacy because he was using Tor, and it was kind of the opposite of what you expect.
Well, that's funny because the FBI says the opposite, you know, or the DOJ says, well, these people are using Tor. Like, I got a quote here. It says, we need to ensure that criminals using sophisticated anonymizing technologies to conceal their identities while they engage in crime over the Internet are able to be ID'd and apprehended.
Yes. I mean, for your average person, it's really hard to explain to them, you know, they understand, hey, these people are guilty. Shouldn't they go to prison? And the answer is, well, the government can't have it both ways. The government rules are so complex that no average citizen can follow them, as anybody who has ever dealt with the federal court system knows. But it's so complicated, not even the federal government attorneys and the FBI can follow them. I mean, this was one of those things. The rules are so technical, they didn't even know which kind of warrant they needed, and they got the wrong warrant.
The suggestion, though, was that the FBI agent who had applied for the warrant was a 19-year veteran and that he should have known better by that point in his career which judge to use.
Yeah, I got a conspiracy theory coming up.
All right, we'll share that here in a moment. TJ,
this,
you're welcome to
the
hang.
The judge doesn't even exist.
I'll stay on.
You're welcome to hang on here. TJ the Spy on the line, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should you like to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And you know what? You can help Free Talk Live out. One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You just enter the Amazon links there. We talked about how you can use Save It First to save big time. But if you don't have Bitcoin and you still want to shop at Amazon, because, well, Amazon still has great deals, even if you're not getting the saveitfirst.com discount, you can still go to shop.freetalklive.com and you'll find regular links to Amazon UK, Canada, and US there. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through those links. So go to shop.freetalklive.com as we go back to TJ the Spy on the road. TJ, go ahead. You were calling about the latest in the FBI case where they set up they actually seized a server using a warrant that authorized them to place a hacking tool onto that server. The server was running a child porn website on Tor, the anonymizing system for the internet, one of the anonymizing systems. And they ran that site for 2 weeks, gathered over 1,000 IP addresses, and have conducted many investigations, including a raid on this very premises, which occurred just over a month ago. They had claimed that someone had accessed said website from the IP address here at the LRN.FM Free Talk Live studios. So they confiscated dozens and dozens of electronic devices. And now what you've called to report tonight is that the FBI's original warrant that authorized them to put this hacking tool on this server was thrown out of a Massachusetts court and thrown out now of an Oklahoma court. But you said that one court upheld it in, was it Washington State?
Yes, Washington State, J. McCown. And so that's in the Ninth Circuit. And they ruled that the warrant violated what's called Rule 41B, which is the rules of federal criminal procedure governing what magistrate judges can and can't do. And in general, magistrate judges are not allowed to issue warrants to conduct searches outside their judicial district. Mm-hmm. So a federal judge in Oklahoma can't sign a warrant. A federal magistrate judge in Oklahoma can't sign a warrant to have the FBI search your computer in New Hampshire. They have to have a New Hampshire magistrate judge do that, or they have to have an Oklahoma district judge do that, neither of which was the case. And it's one of those things, it's a very technical distinction, and most people probably don't understand it. What it really comes down to, the federal government has a lot of rules, and sometimes these rules aren't very clear about what is and is not allowed. And so we're having this big conflict, and it's been going on for several years now, because normally, when you have this kind of case, you know where the suspect is located. If you call in a bomb threat on the phone, you can see with caller ID that the suspect's located in California, or you can get a subpoena to get that information to conduct this type of investigation. But because Tor, by its very nature, is anonymous, the only way to find out where the user is to hack them. You have to put some malware on their computer so that the computer will tell you where it's really located.
Now, and the problem with here's my conspiracy real quick. My conspiracy is that they knew this would be an issue, and what better case than this one? Because they're going to be like, look, we got child molesters walking because of this rule. We need to change the rule.
Yes. I mean, it's really hard to tell the American public that 1,300 child pornography watchers are going to have to go free. Except that this is the ironic thing. If you are a child pornographer, if you looked at this website from the Eastern District of Virginia, your case is still good because the judge can authorize a search of your computer if you're located in the Eastern District of Virginia.
Well, right now it's a question mark, right? Because you've said that this judge in the case in Washington has upheld the warrant, saying, I think I found an article about this, this was back in January, saying that the warrant, quote, technically violates the letter but not the spirit of Rule 41, unquote. Well, and he says, therefore, it does not warrant suppression of the evidence. But two other judges now in the last 2 weeks have ruled that the warrant is invalid. So you've got differing opinions by federal
judges. The Washington judge, basically, he ruled that there was no reasonable expectation of privacy in Tor. So remember, the police only need a warrant. If they have consent of the search, they don't need a warrant. But they didn't have that in this case. They don't need a warrant if there's no reasonable expectation of privacy.
I would say that a reasonable person expects that if they go on an anonymizing website or uses a software that claims to anonymize you, that there would be an expectation of privacy to some degree. I've got a question that I want to ask, and maybe you touched on it, maybe I missed it if you did. What is the difference between a magistrate and the actual appeals judge?
Okay, so a magistrate judge will typically issue search and arrest warrants, and they don't conduct trials. The district judge is the one that actually will oversee the trial and take due voir dire with the jury questionnaires, will sentence defendants. That's the basic difference. I mean, so whenever you see the arrest warrant issued or a bail condition is another thing they do. So whenever you see the defendant get arrested and they apply for bail, they typically are brought before a magistrate judge where they ascertain whether the person's a flight risk or danger to the community. They sign off on search warrants. They sign off on arrest warrants. But that's about it. District court judges are allowed to do all that, but they generally are reserved for conducting trials. And appellate judges, of course, then decide matters of law.
I don't know if you saw it, TJ, but yesterday the Supreme Court passed the proposed change to Rule 41.
Really?
So that's now been sent to Congress, and they have until December 1st until they can either modify, reject, or defer it. So,
yes.
Basically, yeah. That's going to go into a law unless...
And that
unless they do something against
and
it.
And the proposed change would allow magistrate judges to issue warrants for the entire country.
That's right. Okay. I got an article here. It says, U.S. Supreme Court allows the FBI to hack any computer in the world.
Whoa.
So it would allow them to issue a what's called a wiretap warrant on a suspect located outside their jurisdiction. So a magistrate judge in Virginia can't authorize a search of your house. They couldn't tell the FBI it's okay to go in the house. But the magistrate judge in Virginia, under the new rules, could say, yes, it's okay to put a piece of malware on your computer in New Hampshire solely for the purposes of ascertaining that you are in New Hampshire. And once we know you're in New Hampshire, we can go to a New Hampshire judge and get the new warrant. So that's the whole issue. It came down to, did the hacking constitute a search? And generally, when government puts a piece of malware on your computer, that's considered a search because you're putting something on there that it's like it'd be no different if I came into your house and put a LoJack tracker in your bag. You know, I'm putting something on your person that pings back to my government facility. So they generally have held under USA versus Jones that whenever you put a LoJack or some type of software tracker that contacts the server of a government facility against your knowledge and against your consent, that's generally ruled a search. Now, it only matters if you have a reasonable expectation of privacy. So you'll hear this term quite frequently. What is a reasonable expectation of privacy? It means that a reasonable person objectively thought their things would not be discovered, and it's one that society recognizes as reasonable. So it's kind of a circular definition because if society doesn't expect privacy, then you don't have it even if you expect privacy. So a good example is sitting in a restaurant when you're having a conversation with your friends. Do you have an expectation of privacy?
No.
Well, it depends. You know, generally a court will say no. If someone's sitting behind you and they overhear your conversation, that's a police officer sitting behind you and he overhears the conversation. That's not wiretapping. That's not eavesdropping. You didn't have an expectation of privacy because you were in a public restaurant. And the fact that he was close enough to overhear you is the fact that breaks the, you know, it's what makes it an okay thing to do.
Like so. my conspiracy, you know, because of this, only one senator, you know, has spoken out against this out of like the entire House and Senate.
So it's going to pass.
So it's going to pass in December. So like the fix is in. Let's call it that way.
Yeah, if you were a political person, I would say do not go vote for this absolutely because there's no political upside. It's nothing but political downside if you're a politician.
But, of course, if it does that change does pass, it probably wouldn't mean that the warrant would be valid because it happened when that rule was in place.
That's a good question. Correct. I think you're right.
Ex post facto. Yeah. It would be an ex post facto.
Stand by. Free Talk Live.
Office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal-tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing toll free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
James.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point of the show. We're talking about the FBI running a child porn server, and there's now been another one of the judges, a U.S. District Court judge, has kicked out the warrant that authorized the FBI to, I don't know if it was a warrant that authorized them to seize the server, but at the very least, it did authorize them to place a piece of malware on the server that would infect people's computers who went to the website reporting back information about whichever computer it was that was allegedly accessing the site. And TJ the Spy has joined us here. Actually, he brought up the discussion here tonight. And you were talking about this Rule 41, which is basically a prohibition.
41B to be precise.
Which is a prohibition on a magistrate judge issuing search warrants outside of their jurisdiction. And apparently the Supreme Court is trying to change that to make it so that a magistrate judge, which is like the lowest level federal judge, can issue warrants outside of their jurisdiction. But because they can't right now, two federal district judges have kicked the warrant out of court, have ruled that it is invalid. So this warrant that authorized the hacking tool to be placed on all of these people's computers remotely was ruled invalid now twice. So once last week in the District of Massachusetts, and then this week in Oklahoma. Is that correct?
That is correct. And in Washington, where they ruled it was a 41B violation, but it was a harmless one, the judge has ordered that the FBI has to turn over all their hacking code. They have to tell the defense – how the hack was done.
That's the case that we've been talking about, the Meshaad case out there, and we've yet to see what the judge will finally rule, because the FBI also sort of, they didn't appeal the ruling. They asked for a reconsideration, and they filed a sealed motion explaining why it was so important to them to not reveal this code. Now, we can't read that particular filing because it's sealed, but we do understand that basically the suggestion is that there's some sort of exploit that they found in Firefox, and that if they reveal that, then that's going to be patched and that will hurt future investigations.
I read the defense's redacted response to the FBI's whatever, and they're basically... You can kind of tell it's some kind of exploit, because the FBI is basically saying that if they reveal it, it's going to potentially put, you know, a lot of computers at risk, you know, because there's an exploit that will be revealed.
They'll put their cases at risk if they're using that exploit in other ways.
And what's funny is the defense is like, well, you know, the FBI itself is basically asking companies to put backdoors into products.
Sure. I mean,
so it's very ironic that...
Well, and then last night on your show on Free Talk Live, Daryl, you talked about how there's apparently people who are being held in custody. Yeah,
there's a former Philadelphia police sergeant that's being held in federal detention in Philly, because he refuses to turn over his encryption password for two external hard drives.
And
they got into his Mac Pro and something else, found no child porn on any of the devices that they got into, but they want him to decrypt these external hard drives. He says no. Judge says you're in contempt, and he's been held now for 7 months without charge.
And there's a Tor, there's a former Tor programmer who has apparently been revealed has been working for the FBI, specifically to break Tor.
Yep, and he got paid $1 million to do that, or they got $1 million. Actually, what happened was the DOD had given $1 million to Carnegie Mellon to develop exploits for Tor, and the FBI subpoenaed that research. So there are a lot of exploits in Tor that we don't know about, and that's what's concerning, because, you know, child pornography, I would argue it is not a victimless crime. It actually is a legitimate crime, especially for the victims who...
Well, if
you're
talking about actual child pornography where children are being abused on video, if you're talking about a teenager having, taking video of themselves...
I'm totally not talking about a 16-year-old who takes a picture of his penis and mails it to
I think you got to make it clear, though, right? Because the federal law, when it comes to child pornography, considers the 16-year-old taking a photo of himself naked in a mirror, sending it to his girlfriend, considers that to be tantamount to baby raping.
The girl that is 17 years old, 364 days, 23 hours, and 58 minutes, that takes a picture of herself and sends it to somebody.
Child porn.
Is child porn because she's 2 minutes away from being of legal age.
Yeah.
Your legal analysis is very correct, Daryl. I mean, if you are 17 years and 364 days and you take a picture of yourself naked in a sexually suggestive position, you are guilty of 18 U.S.C. Section 2252. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Nope.
There's no, it's a black and white. You are guilty. And now the question is, will the U.S. attorney come after you? Probably not, because they realize that that would cause people to lose respect for the law. I mean, the government, they have a lot of these harsh, draconian laws that make no sense.
Well, maybe the U.S. attorney wouldn't do it, but we've seen countless states' attorneys who will go after.
I was going to get to that, because they'll use them if they don't like you. The moment you start criticizing the U.S. attorney's office or making them look like fools, or if they think you're a drug dealer and they can't prove it, but they can prove you took a picture of your 17-year-old girlfriend naked, then yes, they will get you on that. So the government is usually reasonable, not because they want to be, but because they're subject to political pressure. And if they get a reputation of pursuing silly cases, people will lose respect for the law, which I argue is actually happening already. So, I mean, like, you look at all these marijuana protest rallies. The reason they're happening is people have no respect for the law, and rightly so. The law is an ass, to quote Dickinson. If that be the law, sir, then the law be an ass. I mean, a lot of these laws are incredibly stupid. I mean, Dennis Hassert is another good example. You know, he committed a legitimate crime, sexual exploitation of a child, But he couldn't be charged for that because the statute of limitations expired. So what did they come after him for? Structuring. So ironically, had Dennis Hassert just wrote a $1.7 million check to his victim, there would have been nothing the FBI could have done. I mean, so
right. Instead, he pulled $9,000 out of the bank every single day and got arrested for structuring for trying to avoid the $10,000 reporting requirement for a cash transaction.
If he would have just pulled out $10,000 in cash, if they would have filed the report, nothing would have been said about it. He could have paid off his hush money. And if the FBI came, if he would have said, I have nothing to say, I want to speak with my attorney, there would have been nothing the FBI could have done to him.
Yeah.
But because he foolishly spoke to the FBI without an attorney, and because he foolishly tried to break up his deposits into amounts less than $10,000, that's why he's going to be spending 15 months in prison. So as much as I hate to say it, I mean, so this is the problem, because I don't think Dennis Hassert should go to jail for structuring.
No,
structuring
I
is a very stupid crime, but it's hard to tell a person, hey, here's a guy who did something bad, but we can't punish him for what he did, so let's get him on this stupid
technicality.
Law.
Yeah.
I don't know if putting an old man that hasn't had a real job in decades in jail to where people feed and clothe and house him for the next 15 months is actually punishment.
Hey, thanks, TJ, for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. TJ the Spy, as always, with excellent legal analysis of whatever it is that's going on. We look forward to having him back here.
One thing I was just wondering, you know that case you were mentioning, Daryl, where the guy's in jail for 7 months for the hard drive.
He's been in for 7 months thus far.
No charges.
No charges, and the judge said that he will get out once he complies.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like, in my mind, I'm just thinking, like, shouldn't they have to prove that the hard drives are his? Like what if I said, like, those aren't mine? And, like, what if they weren't mine? Like, what if you had just put them in my house? Like, then I'd be just sitting in jail for seven months.
I don't think he is arguing that he does not own them. He's just saying that he does not have to decrypt them.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though, James. If he did point out that he didn't own them.
Yeah, I would just be like, I don't own those. Like, you know.
Regarding this case out of these cases out of Massachusetts and Oklahoma, where the district court judges have kicked out the warrant that a magistrate judge signed in Eastern Virginia to authorize the FBI to put a hacking tool on countless computers all around the country. Experts say that with two similar results by two different judges, some, if not most, of the other 135 Operation Pacifier child pornography cases that are being prosecuted may be in jeopardy. The FBI conducted a global sting operation by serving malware to thousands of computers without first obtaining proper judicial authority, said Ahmed Ghafoor, a law professor at the University of California. He told ARS by text message, quote, whether this was due to gross incompetence or an expectation that the courts would grant a free pass, the FBI played fast and loose with this one, and we may see more cases getting thrown out as a result. The initial warrant did authorize them to place this hacking tool on computers on a very popular child pornography website. Apparently had over 150,000 members at the time when the FBI's search warrant was run for it. We'll keep you up to date as this case continues to develop. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, what's happening in Venezuela? It is a currency in serious crisis. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.